Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, happy Friday to you. It is so grateful. 2:07 on a Friday afternoon, of course. And we are excited to be with you today. We have been talking all week this week about our scholarship fund that we are establishing to help local kids access a Lutheran education. Our goal is $15,000, and I'm very excited to announce to you, at least as of my last update, that we have raised $16,216, and I'm so honored to be a part of that. Thank you from the very bottom of my heart here on our show with our station. You guys really stepped up, and I'm just very honored to have been the go-between to bring this to these kids. So if you're interested in still donating, Lisa with an E, LisaSTL.org/Annie. It's just a really, really cool day. And it's fun to be a part of something like this. We always get this feeling when we do our diaper drive in, it's usually like September maybe, our annual food drive with Ruler Foods in December around the holiday season. And you guys are just the best. I think we have the best listeners out there here on 97.1. And I'm grateful to be able to do what we do here. The YouTube live chat poll: should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair if we meet our goal? Yes or no? Here's another piece of paper. We've been doing this throughout the course of the day. You have the opportunity to vote right now on the poll, yes or no, if we should allow Ryan to do it. Now, we have almost 300 votes on the poll today. Really? And we need, I said he could trim my hair an inch, and we had to determine that I will provide the scissors and that he only sticks to an inch and that the inch is the bottom inch of my hair.
Oh boy.
And so we're practicing on paper here, and so he cuts an inch off the bottom of the paper, and it's getting bigger.
He's How about, going the wrong way.
It's 2.5 inches.
How about if it's just an inch overall? Like if, okay, this part's about two, but this part's less than an inch.
No.
Like
no.
Maybe it's a little wavy. Have you ever had wanted wavy hair?
You don't cut hair into being wavy.
That's not the way I understand it.
Well, you were wrong, just like you were wrong about that inch that you just cut off. That just is 2.5 times as big as it's supposed to be. You're going to have to, all weekend, I'm going to talk to my best friend and make sure that Mrs. Wiggins gets you in line. Because this is going to happen next week if it happens.
Yeah. Look, I don't lie about measurements. I don't try to inflate. I look and I cut. And that's what's going to be happening next week, assuming the vote goes the way that I want it to go.
We're up to 16,450.
16,450.
Keep going, guys. This is great.
The bet was we had to meet our goal by the end of the show, and you have done that. And you also have to, on the poll, vote yes. If we meet the goal and the people say no, it doesn't have to happen. Jackie says, don't do it, Annie. There are some people out here who are very not trusting of you.
I don't know why they would be. I have done nothing ever to betray anyone's trust, even in my personal life, ever. So you should trust me with this. What?
Kelly, or Kel, comments, nah, don't cut Annie's hair. Have her eat a Carolina Reaper or something. I would prefer the haircut, thanks. Don't need to eat a Carolina
Reaper. Let's just
Reaper.
Do both.
No, you can eat it.
You eat the... how about we'll each do our part. You eat the pepper, I'll cut your hair.
Mm-hmm. it's America Day. We're doing Lutheran School Spirit Week here, and it's America Day, and we're going to do the Be or Not the Be here a little bit. Why don't you, Ryan, explain for the people how you have... We should have like patriotic music going here. I didn't think about that. What, when you're like, I want to go as hard America as I possibly can, what have you put together for us?
Like that I'm wearing? I'm assuming?
No. Tell us about what's in your soul.
Well, I didn't know. I'll tell you what's in my soul second. Darkness. First, I'll tell you what's in my, on my body. I don't know why I put it that way. First, I'm wearing a MAGA hat. And this MAGA hat is a newer one because you can tell because it says both 45 and 47 on it. This was given to me by the St. Clair County GOP. So that's cool. And then I'm wearing a USA jersey. USA basketball. I'm assuming this is like 1992. This is a prime time jersey.
That looks original Dream Team.
And I don't know that this is like an actual jersey, but it's from that era. It's not a reproduction. And look who's on the back. It is Mr.
Sir Charles.
Charles Barkley, number 14. I don't know if he was 14 in the NBA, but he was 14 on the USA team. And then under my jersey, I'm wearing the biggest, boldest flag shirt I could possibly find. So I went all the way, and it has a collar too, so I had to pop the collar over the jersey. And I think I am getting a lot of looks. When I walk out and I get a drink in between segments, people are looking at me a little bit, but they also go, meh.
That's so, a brand.
Yeah. What about? Do you want to explain Brad's get up here? Or you want Brad to do it?
Brad. So I went gaudy and kind of just way over the top. Like you would never actually see somebody wearing this. Brad, you look like a dude out of like Patriot magazine, whatever that is, because you look like you're modeling real clothes that somebody was like, look. I freaking love America, and I not only want you to know it, I want you to love it. And you look like that guy on page 3 next to the index telling you what's going to be in
like
the magazine.
Like in the airplane magazine?
Patriot magazine.
Patriot magazine. Do you want to... Yeah, look at his watch. Look at that. You got it down, man. So he is wearing... Unless you want to do this.
No, go for it, Ryan.
He's wearing a sweatshirt with... What does it say? I can't actually
see. It says USA.
Oh, it's a weird font.
Well, it's because
the red at the bottom. I got you. Oh, I see it. Okay. USA with the full contiguous 48 states with the American flag. And then not only that, but the sleeves are flags. So you know he's for real. Then he puts on the headband. Now, you were wearing the shirt earlier, but when you came in the studio, he put on the headband. It's a full red and white striped and stars and stripes headband with aviators. To cap the whole thing off.
Blue mirrored aviators.
Yeah. So you got the look. Hmm. And now, may I introduce Miss Annie Fry. If you're not watching, this is the part where you should be. Because she just changed while I was monologuing into a full Statue of Liberty. I didn't know you had that.
I know. This is as hardcore America as I could get.
It doesn't get much more American.
Unless
than
you
that.
Actually lit that torch on fire.
It is.
You're right.
It's a blaze in perpetuity, just like freedom in this land that we love.
Mm, keep going.
Give me your tired and your weary. That's
in your huddled masses.
In your huddled masses. Yeah. And your, yeah, anyway. Just,
yeah.
All right, America. You want
All right.
to be or not to be?
Be or not to be. Let's go.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
The be or not the be.
Timothy says, Annie, that's a Liberty Tax mascot outfit.
No, it is not. I need to be shorter because I've got the...
It's cutting off your crown.
Crown, is that? These are the windows in the crown?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a... You can get this costume at Johnny Brock's.
Did you get it there?
Yes. Yes, I did.
It's a strong representation of
my,
America.
My daughter was the Statue of Liberty for Halloween, and my son was Donald Trump. And I said to my daughter, I'm like, can we get that in a size that I can fit in just in case? And here
just
we are.
In case. You never know.
All right. Here we go. It's the B or not the B. These are headlines that are either fake from the Babylon Bee or they are real. You have to tell me which is which. First one. Senators pause RFK hearing to announce this next round of questions is brought to you by Pfizer.
I'm going to go with the B.
I'm going to say the B.
And that is correct. Mr. Kennedy argued that drug companies sponsoring a confirmation hearing for a health secretary violated ethics rules, but his complaints fell on deaf ears. Quote, it's clear you don't want Pfizer sponsoring the Senate because you hate medicine and want children to die, said Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. I think we've heard enough.
Oh, man. The Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren portions of the RFK Jr. hearing were popping.
The Bernie Sanders one was really good. I thought the Elizabeth Warren one was good in that she sounded like she kind of knew what she was talking about and was questioning him on things that were, both of them were talking over my head. And it was like I was being educated as I was listening to it. I had to give her a little credit for that. All right, next one. Panic after ice cream truck mistaken for ice truck.
Ooh.
ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement.
What kind of music was it playing?
I will tell you once you tell me whether this is the bee or not the bee.
That maybe real-ish?
Panic after ice cream truck mistaken for ice truck.
Well, I'm venturing real just because people are panicking.
Yeah. I think it's the bee, though.
Annie is correct. This story is a real story.
No way.
A Las Vegas ice cream truck has been caught up in a social media furor after being mistaken for an Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicle.
Using the word furor.
A now deleted TikTok video, in that video, a woman posted, "Please be on the lookout for ice cream trucks. They play music to get people to come outside. This is actually so sick."
Buy overpriced
but
Oreo sandwiches.
She thought this actual ice cream truck was tricking people into coming outside by playing the music.
So it wasn't
kind of
a joke.
Are tricking people into coming outside.
Well,
it
this
does
one
feel
wasn't
a little bit like a trick.
The owner of the ice cream truck told 8 News Now in Las Vegas, "I'm an ice cream man. That's it.
I swear." Got bomb pops. What?
She already said, get down. All right, next one. "I don't really care, Margaret. Merchandise sales expected to exceed $1 billion annually."
Billion?
Billions.
I was going to say real, but billion's a lot. Real.
I'm going to say B because it says annually.
It is the B.
Okay.
As soon as the new meme-worthy quote dropped,
I would too.
During Vice President J.D. Vance's interview with CBS News reporter Margaret Brennan, merchandise companies launched full speed into the production of T-shirts, bumper stickers, coffee mugs, and more. Some analysts predicted the new "I really don't care, Margaret" merch would blow away records previously set by Let's Go Brandon products. That was the B. But it sounded so real, I had to use it.
It could be.
Do you feel... you're wearing a Trump hat right now, so this is kind of a weird time to ask this question. But let's say in like a year, or maybe by the end of this year, do you feel like wearing, not necessarily the Make America Great Again hat, but like just Trump stuff? Do you think people are going to do that less because he's won, he can't win again? It's kind of like, you're not moving on, but you don't need to show it as much because the guy, I mean, to me, this is like a scoreboard moment. He's a president.
Yeah.
He's doing his president thing. Do you think we'll see less merch or more?
I don't think we'll see any less. I don't know if it'll go up, but Trump is going to stay top of mind. He's going to be controversial. He's going to do things that cause people to want to say, no, that's my guy. I don't think people back down pretty much his whole 4 years. I could see it continuing as kind of a movement after Trump.
That's kind of where the next question, the follow-up question I would have goes, is how does this become something bigger than Trump? And I'm not interested in a Trump family dynasty running the country. I don't need Don Jr. to be the next president. Now, if he gets the nomination, and the other guy is Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris, Don Jr. for president. But I'm not looking for that. So I'm wondering if the movement becomes more America First or MAGA. I don't know that you can perpetually make America great again.
I think the movement stays America First,
yeah.
But MAGA stays with Trump. I don't think MAGA will ever be anything else. And I think people for generations will wear that MAGA
I have a Reagan
stuff.
Bush 84 zip-up jacket. That had become trendy.
Yeah.
Maybe in the last couple years. It's a historical piece of imagery. I'm wondering if there's going to, you know... Like Ike, is that what it was or whatever? Like, there are certain political, historical things that are familiar over the course of time, but I don't know if there will ever be something more historically recognizable than a red MAGA hat.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I'm the guy that wears the Tippy Canoe and Tyler 2 jacket all the time. Next one. Federal workers concerned that returning to office will interfere with them not working.
Real. The B.
The B.
That is the B. Trump's order was met with opposition from across the federal workforce. Quote, are they expecting all of us to just, you know, come into the office and, like, do work? Asked Sheila Dobbins, an EPA administrative assistant. That's ridiculous. Requiring employees to do their jobs is an obvious abuse of power. We won't stand for it.
Did you guys see that that line from that? It was a Washington Post, maybe it was New York Times article where they were describing the workday of this one employee. It's like, well, I have to get up at 6 and get to the train, which is a 20-minute train ride, to get into work by 8, and then get home, or then I get off at 3 and make it home by 5. And they were trying to make it seem like their day was so hard. And I'm like,
yeah, that's called a job.
Everybody does. Yeah. Maybe minus the train, but.
In the words of Elizabeth Warren, boo-hoo. Yeah.
So sad.
You got another one?
I do.
Let's do one more.
People's ability to travel in question after Trump's passport renewal order specifies two genders.
Say that again.
People's ability to travel in question after Trump's passport renewal order specifies two genders.
So if they got a passport, because wasn't one of the genders you could have be like X?
It was.
So if your passport says your gender is X, does that nullify your passport?
These are the questions of our time.
Well, I say this real.
I'm going to say it's real, too.
This is real. This is from Slate. It's scary. Is a quote, by the way.
We're scary. Required now. One Slate article a week.
It's scary, but I would also say it's really frustrating, said L, a 26-year-old transgender man who lives in the South. People like me are being defined out of existence. It's really a slap in the face calling us not really Americans. Which I'm not really sure. That's
nowhere that came from.
It says a non-binary option was first offered to Americans all the way back in 2022. People affected by these new policies told Slate that while the changes were not unexpected, they were still deeply distressing.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Should I let Wiggins trim my hair? Since we've met our goal, we are at $16,450, which is amazing. Far past our $15,000 goal, which gets us to $10,000 match. So we have a scholarship now established that is over $26,000, which is amazing. Kate left a message here. You can come vote on the poll. And if it's a yes vote, I will let him trim my hair 1 inch, Ryan. Kate left a comment there. Why don't you read it for us?
Okay, Kate says, Ryan, being a typical male, will probably go all out.
Read whatever Kate said.
He wants to your hair because he's so dominant.
Brad, read Kate.
I think that's what she meant to say.
Ryan, being a typical male, will claim that a half an inch is really an inch, so you won't lose much length.
All right, yes or no, Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come vote and let us know. We've got 319 votes in so far. The yeses in the 50s, the noes in the 40s. If you want to save my hair, you got to get on there and vote. If you want to give Ryan the power to cut, you got to vote yes. We'll be right back.
This